MOT next. A few of you have been getting in contact with us recently, all last week actually, about a problem with getting your cars MOT'd. Laura's one of them. Morning to you, Laura.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Gavin, you're another. Morning, Gavin.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. So, Laura, let's start with you. There's a long waiting list, is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to really make people aware of the horrendous backlog. I mean, I've been in the situation now where my test certificate expires on the 27th of June and I haven't been able to get an appointment until the 22nd of July. So effectively, I will be without a car for like 3 weeks, which is completely unacceptable.
So how much notice did you give them? When did you try to get the test?
I tried on Friday past, which is something like 4 weeks ahead of my, you know, certificate expiring. And any other year, this would be totally fine. But this year, whenever I went on, I mean, the earliest, I think, in one of the centres was the 17th of July, and that was Newton Orgs. And that's not even really that close to me. So no matter what, I would have been, you know, like 2 to 3 weeks, you know, without, you know, a valid test certificate because of the situation.
And Gavin, what happened to you?
Yeah, I got the notice to renew the MOT through in the post on Saturday, the 1st. And the wife's car, her MOT expires on the 15th of July. And I wasn't able to actually, it went online straight away, like to be well organised, went on straight away. And the earliest I could book was the 18th of July.
It's crazy.
That's 47 days. The wife without the car for 3 days, which is ridiculous. You know, how does she get to work, etc.?
Sorry, what did you say you got the other day?
The MOT reminder, they send you a reminder to get the car MOT'd through. So it came from them, arrived my door on the 1st of June, and the MOT doesn't expire the 15th of July. And whenever I went on straight away that morning, as soon as I got the letter, straight away, went on. And the earliest I could get an appointment was 18th of July. So that's 3 days after the MOT expires. That's 47 days from whenever I received the letter.
So they're sending you out the reminders knowing that they can't meet the time frame within which you need to get your car done. Like, what's that all about?
Well, it means the problem you have is, it says on the thing, you can't drive the car on the road without a valid MOT, but they can't give you an appointment to get the car MOT'd so you can still drive it on the road. And like I said, it was the very day I received the notification, and it's online straight away. So the very day I got the notification online, and the earliest was the 18th of July. In fact, Belfast is like the 22nd of July. So it's just, there's something wrong. The system's broken. They need to step up the mark. I don't know, bring in MOTs on Sundays or something, or give the guys overtimes or whatever. But, you know, it seems to be, it's getting worse and worse. It is, you know.
Well, why don't they extend the window or in exceptional circumstances say, look, they can't meet demand. So therefore, you know, they're going to give everybody, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks grace or something.
Yeah,
Why don't they do something like that? They can't provide the service.
Yeah, I think in the past they can issue letters to the kind of people. You know, they know there's a problem. And obviously, the problem is it's been in the Belfast Telegraph, etc. I just think that there's something that needs to be done. But, you know, how do you do without your car? Even though it's only 3 days for me, but like the other lady on the line there, she'd be out of car for a month. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree, Gavin. I mean, I live in quite a rural area as well. And so, I mean, I can't even get a bus. I need to actually get it, you know, drive to the bus stop. So for me, you know, it's just crazy. It's completely unacceptable. So I'm totally with you on that.
The Department of Infrastructure are saying the main factor has been given the rise to the current increase in booking times has been the unprecedented increase in applications for tests. They say that they're trying to increase capacity. They're recruiting extra staff. Urgent considerations being given to the possibility of opening on Sundays. What do you mean urgent consideration? Decide whether you're going to do it or not. Urgent consideration. Let's see if they decide this week. Gavin, thank you. Laura, thank you to you.